I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Audio Time Capsule, episode 11. For those of you new to the show, I'm comedian Simon Kane, and this is the podcast where I bring on a guest, I get them to leave 20 questions, I then bring them back on a year later and get them to answer them. I then edit it so they're talking to their past self.
All past voices will sound like this.
And all future voices will sound like this. To give you an example of how the podcast is structured, here is a question that I recorded for myself just before this guest arrived.
Hey Simon. You are currently, at the time of recording, so this is like August 2016, looking into doing a podcast about gender, sex, kink, and sexuality. Did you make it? Where is that project at the moment? And was it a stupid idea?
That actually is quite well timed. So for a number of reasons, these podcasts are slightly delayed in terms of how they've come out. So I recorded that question in sort of 2016, and I recorded the first episode of that podcast. It's still not out at the time of recording this, about a month ago, and it's because it's taken me quite a long time to iron out the kinks on it. It ironically is going to be called Ironing Out the Kinks, and no, it's not a stupid idea. I think it's a really cool idea. I just need to find the motivation and the time to produce another podcast, because these are quite lengthy and take a lot of time, and I'm trying to just find the right team of people to work with. I think I found a really nice co-host for it and a really cool editor for it, so means I don't have to do it, because I edit all of this and I edit all of my other one as well. So yeah, it's coming along. It's taken slightly longer than I expected, but then, you know, stuff takes time, doesn't it? And no, it wasn't a stupid idea, but thank you for that. That's reminded me of how much work's gone into this. Let's start the episode. This week's guest is writer, podcaster, and comedian Harriet Kemsley. She just married another performer and made it into a TV show for Viceland. This podcast tells the story behind the scenes of that show, but also the rest of her life and her career, and why she spent so much time this year recording herself crying. Before we start this episode, I just want to say that if you're new here, please do remember to hit the subscribe button. If you're old here, please do consider giving us an honest, ideally positive review in iTunes. They really help out the show. They social proof, they allow for chart ratings, they just help. So if you can take a minute and you enjoyed this, it takes less than a minute. If you've got an account, it takes 2 minutes. If you haven't got an account, please do that. And either way, do consider joining the Facebook group. It's called the Audio Time Capsule, and it's on Facebook, obviously. Or follow us on Twitter, at Audio Time Travel. Both places are great for finding out about new guests and behind-the-scenes content and exclusive content, and just keeping up with the show. So please do join the community. But for now, let's open the Audio Time Capsule of Harriet Kemsley.
Hello, my name is Harriet Kemsley. Today's date is the 28th of September, it's a Wednesday, of 2016, that's the year. I am currently sat in the National Theatre foyer. I am feeling excited about the project, but confused about what it means.
Hello, this is Harriet Kemsley, and it's the 30th of September. Yeah, good. I got that right. And I am in the Bill Murray in Angel in a little secret room somewhere that I think is being built as we speak. And I'm about to listen back to my time capsule, which is a bit nerve-wracking because I don't want to listen to my own voice. It's some kind of torture. But here we go.
Hello, Harriet? Are you okay? Okay, I think this means that all's gone okay and you've made it this year, so congratulations on that. I mean, I'm very impressed. How are things going? You all right there? How's your mental health? Is that okay? At the moment, you're still on the pills, but you are doing way better, and you're down on therapy to only once a week. So how's that going?
So I answer now. I answer myself. Oh, God. What is wrong with me? I've survived a year. That is impressive. That is something, that's something to be proud of, I guess. Survived a whole year. And yeah, I'm off the pills completely. I am still doing therapy. I'm way better. I'm doing good, generally, in my... it's so weird speaking to myself. I don't really know. Am I interviewing myself? Oh, God. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I still have my moments. I don't know if I'd started the podcast then or not, but I'm doing a podcast called Why Is Harriet Crying? And it's a different reason every fortnight with a very funny comedian called Sunil Patel. And that's quite a good way of releasing my stupid emotions. But yeah, generally, I think I'm doing good.
Okay, so, Harriet, did you get married? Because you were meant to get married on the 28th of May in the year that you're in. Did you go through with it? Did you run away at the altar? Do you like being married? If you're married, are you married to Bobby?
Such a sneak, Harriet. Jesus. I am married to Bobby. It happened. We went through with it. It's very stressful. It's a very stressful situation. You had no idea back then. You were just an innocent child as to the stresses of marriage. But you did it. You even made a 6-part TV series about your wedding. So you had no idea that was coming, did you? I like being married. It is weird. We've been married 4 months now. It's not really that different. People say, oh, how's being married? You know, it is the same. But sometimes I look at him and I think, this is what you chose. It's not necessarily in a bad way, but just, isn't that interesting?
So I'm asking you this in September 2016, and you've just finished your second show at Edinburgh. Have you managed to write another one? That'll be your third show, or is nothing funny and you'll never write anything funny again? Please tell me you've written something else. Hello?
Oh, this is great, because this is exactly how I've been feeling this month. I was like, I did. I wrote, I keep on dropping my earphones. I wrote my third show and I did it in Edinburgh, and I just was thinking this month, oh, I think I'm out of ideas. I don't think I'll ever be able to write anything again. So I must have been feeling exactly the same last year at this time. And this year's went better than ever. I did Edinburgh and it got nice reviews and it went good. So maybe that gives me hope that I could do it again this year. This is a brilliant idea, Simon. I'm boosting myself. I'm making myself feel better through myself. The answer is I wrote a show. I did it Edinburgh this year and... it went good.
Have you managed to sort out your allergies? At the moment, you're allergic to nuts, raw fruit and vegetables, horses, cats, dogs, and dust and soya. Have you got any new allergies? Because if you do, you might as well just kill yourself now.
How would I have got rid of my allergies? What is wrong with you? How would I have managed to cure my allergies? That is the stupidest question. No, I still have all the same allergies. Or what you didn't know, at this point in September, I don't know if you knew that you were about to get vertigo for 2 months. I was just dizzy for 2 months because I went underwater in Spain. and I got an ear infection. It's a horrible disease. You're just dizzy for 2 months and can't walk in a straight line. So that happened. I don't think I've got any new allergies, though. That's quite good. I think I understand. Oh, actually, I got diagnosed with dyspraxia. That's what happened in between between this last year and now. I got a new thing to add to my bow. Yeah, you're dyspraxic. You're officially an idiot.
Hey, Harriet, have you bought any cool shoes recently?
I'm really... Why am I running out of ideas of questions to ask myself? Why am I asking if I've bought myself any shoes? Yeah, I've bought loads of shoes this summer. I just had to do this taping for Comedy Central, and I got really nervous about being able to walk. So I literally ordered like 5 pairs of shoes and then had to test them around the house because I was like, I'm just going to walk on stage and fall on my face. So yeah, at the moment you have so many shoes and you meant to send at least half of them back. And the time is ticking and you haven't sent them back. So actually, yeah. How did you know? I've got loads of shoes at the moment. For the first time in my life, I've got like shoes that don't have holes in. Come a long way, Harriet.
Oh my God. I've just realised that you're 30. Have you learned anything? Is it okay? What's it like over the precipice?
Yeah, I turned 30. I'm officially a woman. It was really stressful for a while. In February, my two best friends from school turned 30 within a couple of days of each other. And I was like, what is happening? I don't want to leave my 20s. It's too much. I don't feel, but actually I feel way better. I feel way more, together, and I feel more responsible and I feel more confident in myself, and it's actually quite nice. Anyone out there and past me, it's not so bad. It's actually nice. I feel more more confident in my life and in my decisions. I mean, they're often wrong, but I make those decisions confidently.
How's Johnny Pelham? Is he okay? Is he still in the Streatham house?
Why did I ask myself about Johnny? The vertigo was just starting to kick in, I think. Yeah, Johnny's good. Johnny's doing really good. He's still in that house, but he's doing really well. He was in our TV show, did a scene raking the lawn in the garden. He was very funny. He's doing great, little Johnny. What a strange thing to ask yourself.
Hey, Harriet, you've written 2 pilot scripts now. Your aim was to have written 3 full-length TV scripts by the time you turn 30, so you should have written a 3rd script. So you should have written 3 TV scripts. Have you done that? And has anything happened with them? Or do you have to write another one?
Wow, that's interesting. So I haven't written a 3rd script. I've written a few pages of a new idea that I've got, but I made a whole TV series. It came out of kind of left field. So, and that was, it seems like it's a reality show, but it's, which was written, it was, we plotted it. It's called a reality sitcom. So I think it appears like a reality show, but we'd write it and we'd plot it out and we'd make the scenes. And it's called Bobby and Harriet Get Married. Why am I telling this to you? Like, you don't exist. You're Harriet from the past. Anyway, yeah, made a TV series for a channel called Viceland. And yeah, it went really well. So I did.
How is being vegan going? Because at the moment, it's not going very well because you're allergic to everything. So there's nothing you can eat, but you're really trying. And you feel so sorry for the cows.
Oh my God, it's an absolute disaster. I tried for so long to be vegan, and in January I like confidently announced that I was vegan now and told everybody that I was vegan, but then there was nothing to eat whenever I'm doing gigs and stuff. I just have to eat crisps because there's literally nothing I can eat because I can't have a salad because I'm allergic. So it's an absolute disaster. But then because I so confidently said that I was vegan, I got booked for all these vegan festivals. But then I did a few of them, but then I was like being an absolute fraud and I was getting so stressed about them. And I was like pretending that I was vegan and I wasn't vegan. And then everything was nerve-wracking. Every time I ate some cheese, I'd have to do it in secret. It's been a very stressful year. And no, I'm not vegan. I do believe in it, but I just can't quite do it. I do drink coconut milk sometimes. Oh, God.
Still doing women's news, Harriet. At the moment, the plan is, since it's like it's September at the moment, and we've had a new dawn of women's news, and the plan is to do one every 2 weeks. And you just started the Facebook page. That was quite a lot of work starting the Facebook page. So how's that? Have you learnt more stuff about women? Are you telling me what you think about women? Is that still happening? Is it?
What is wrong with me? I'm like taunting myself. I haven't. I did a few up until Christmas. That's my web series with Turtle Canyon Comedy, a very funny comedy production company. And I dropped the ball a bit. I love doing it, but I just got caught up in other stuff. But I do want to do it. It's I did a big one in with the Women's March. I went to the Women's March and I made a video there that I was quite proud of. It was basically me trying to do the Women's March, but me doing it badly. It would be so hit and miss with it. Sometimes it would go really well and it would pick on something, and sometimes it wouldn't. So, I spent all that time making that Facebook page. Hopefully I will go back to it. It is something that I do believe in, and it was a good thing. And then Trump happened and it was all just like, oh God, this is actually all quite bleak now. But that's the time to do it, isn't it? So thank you, Harriet from the past. You've inspired me to go back to that. You're being a bit of a dick though, so you need to work on your tone.
Oh, okay. So at the moment, Damned just started last night on Channel 4, and that was your first TV role, and that's you're in the last episode, so that will be out in 6 weeks. So have you done any more acting? The thing is, you don't have any control over that, so it's just whether anyone has seen it and thought, are you good at this? Oh God, what if no one thinks you're good at this? If it is, I think you're good at it. That's Harriet from the past. Keep going.
Oh, thanks so much, Harriet from the past, for your kind words. That went out on TV. It was my first TV role, and I played a young female paedophile, and everyone was so proud. And from that, I got cast in Dr. Foster. I was a waitress, and there's a really tense scene. You know, they've really worked on this hard-built tension, and I just kind of bumble into the shot and just go, oh, what's happening here? And just really ruin any tension as an incapable waitress. So I did that, and we did the TV series. So I did quite a lot of it. Although I think people think that it was me just being myself. But that's acting, isn't it?
Oh, you're just about to start a podcast on Friday with Sunil Patel. At the moment, the working title is "Why Is Harriet Crying?" You're making it with Audio Boom. Have you had enough stories about crying?
You'll be pleased to know I have not run out of material about crying. We just did the 13th episode last week. We got a guest for the first time. We did it for a while, just the two of us, me and Sunilio. And now we had our first guest. We had Sean McLaughlin, who's very funny. And so now we're branching out to hear other people and stupid reasons they've cried. And then I kind of ridicule them and tell them they're being pathetic. It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to not feel so alone. So yeah, it's going good. We're still doing it.
How's your mum?
So one more thing. I just realised I made a Facebook page for that. Why is Harriet crying? If I go by my past behaviour, then that is going to lead to the death of Why is Harriet crying very soon. My mum is great. She had a very stressful year. Very exciting. We got married. That was very exciting. She was very, very helpful in organising it, as me and Bobby were pretty rubbish, and then got caught up in making a TV series while we were planning a wedding, which turns out is a very stressful experience. A man's going past on a bicycle. Sorry, I got, it's John Gordillo. John Gordillo's just cycling past on a bicycle. What is the world coming to? My mum's great. She's great. She was in the TV show. I keep on talking about it, but I've dropped the earphones again. But that was kind of my life for quite a while. She was in it. She was great. She was great. She's great. My mum's doing great. What is there to say, really? I don't know. I don't know how much she'd want. I don't know why I'd ask myself how my mum is doing. I think I really ran out of things to ask myself, didn't I? Just shows you can, earphone is just falling out of everywhere. Is this going to be edited at all? Because this is just, okay, good. You're nodding like, yeah, don't be absurd. This is, you're just ranting. I'm not ranting. I just can't seem to stop talking. Now there's a cat out the window. I keep on getting distracted out the window. Moral of the story is my mum's fine. She made a TV debut and she's doing great. Good old Fifi. Thanks for asking, Harriet.
Okay, so this week you just, you started to do some gardening and you've like pulled up all the grass in the garden. So at the moment it's just like a big mud pile. You've never managed to keep anything alive for longer than a week, apart from Bobby. And so is there still just like a big pile of mud in the garden? Please tell me there's grass and flowers and a little sanctuary and that Bobby's still going strong.
Bobby is still going strong and the cat is still alive. She's got irritable bowel syndrome though. I did do some gardening. It took a very long time and there was a lot of mud and I accidentally pulled up a lot of the grass, which turned out that was the wrong thing to do. Then I planted more grass and there was grass, but then we got plants in pots and they all died. But now,
here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
How, literally today, what a coincidence you knew, Harriet. You speak very slowly though. I'm speaking very slowly. I think because I'm thinking while I speak of what question to ask. So I'm trying to speak quicker to make up for Harriet of the past. Harriet of the present speaks quicker. I didn't even say quickly, right? Harriet of the present speaks quickly. Oh, God. Anyway, Bobby got a weed whacker and he's whacking the weeds as we speak while singing a song about how he's the weed whacker man. It's dangerous. He's in a dressing gown, which is concerning. And then I had to give him some of my sunglasses to protect his little delicate eyes. So, I mean, I don't know what's happening there. Bits of Bobby's body might be around the garden. It's looking better. You're doing good. It's not a sanctuary. I wouldn't go that far. While you were away over Edinburgh, it got taken over by spiders. But it's getting there. It's going to be really great just before we probably have to move.
How's the cat? Have you still managed to keep custody of her? Or has Sam taken her back?
The cat is actually coming back next week. She's been, Sam has been in a play called The Girl from the North Country, which has done amazingly well at the Old Vic. So he's been over in England. So he's had her, he's taken custody for 4 months while he was here because Harriet, but I guess for anyone else that might be listening, that this is why I'm explaining it, because obviously other people are listening. It's strange, I'm talking to myself, so I'm not putting too much detail in, but obviously there are other people that don't know everything that me knows. Sam's had the cat for a few months, but he's about to go back to Australia, so we're getting the cat back again next week. It's been very stressful. It turns out she does have irritable bowel syndrome, which... No, I didn't know that cats could get that, but she does. And her vomiting has gone down. She was vomiting daily and she was on a diet of only organic, raw, freshwater tuna, which is expensive. Yeah, that's an expensive diet for a cat. But She's now doing great. At one point, she was on steroids and she was only living off pulverized bones. But luckily, Sam has managed to stop that because there's no way I was going to be able to cope with pulverizing some bones. And yeah, she's coming back next week, so that's exciting.
Do you have any money? Because I don't have much money at the moment. And I'm really hoping that future you has loads of money, or at least enough to like buy things now and again and go shopping. Okay, at the moment, you've got like a few pounds in your purse. Do you have more than that? Please tell me you've got like 5 50-pound bills that you're just flashing around.
What a little cheek you are asking me about money. So cheeky. No, I don't have any 50-pound bills. I've never had a 50-pound bill in my life. But I do actually, I'm actually doing all right, which is that's strange, isn't it? Just before, in like April this year, I got really upset and was like crying because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford Edinburgh. It's so expensive. It's going to be thousands of pounds, and been full-time for like 3 years, so I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get the money to pay for Edinburgh. And literally that evening we got the email about the TV series, and yeah, that sorted you out big time. How funny life is. Actually, I've got a bag of change in my bag from the Edinburgh Festival this year, and so it's embarrassing to pay, and I've got to stop paying money. There's this guy at Brixton Station, and I pay him every time I want to get a glass of water with a £10 note, usually that I get out of an envelope that I've been paid from a gig, and I've just got the cash in my bag. So I think he definitely thinks I'm working in the sex trade. But I kind of like that illusion. He must think she is an unlikely prostitute because she is not making any sort of effort to entice anybody. So I'm going with that. So yeah, your little cheek. Things are going much better than they were. You've got loads of shoes you haven't sent back. Don't have any holes in your shoes. Progress. I think I've got holes in my leggings, but yeah, and in my socks, but baby steps.
Okay, are you managing to keep a schedule? The moment you're trying to get up at 9:30 every day and start writing at 10, is this happening? And are you actually just sitting there and writing?
My God, yeah, I've changed a lot since in the last year. This is so weird. I do. I get up every morning. I do yoga every day. I trick myself. I leave the house and I either go for a run or I go for a walk, but I just do it in a big circle. So it's like I'm walking to work, but I'm just walking to my own house. It's kind of pathetic that I have to treat myself like a child. But yeah, that's what I do. And then I sit down. I don't always write because sometimes I've got other work to do. But yeah, it's funny. It's so weird to think that, yeah, it took me such a long time to be able to get into a kind of routine, to be able to get up in the morning and not think like, what am I meant to do with the day? I'm my own boss. But it really helps a lot just getting up. Just facing the day. I was telling Bobby that this morning and he was not interested. Really makes you smug. So yeah, Harriet, you should try it. Just get up in the morning. It's like way better. Also, 9:30 is not early. Like what time are you getting up that you're like really impressed by the fact that you're getting up at 9:30? Oh God, 20s me was the worst. Now that you're 30, things are different.
Okay, are you still writing for Bobby for Russia Today? Are you still working for Putin? Has Putin arranged your murder yet? Not if you're here. If no one ever hears this, and that means that I've been murdered by Putin, so Simon, do something. Yeah, if I've been murdered, these are the people that could have done it, Simon. Bobby, Putin. Okay, it's a short list. Or maybe it's strange that I don't know. Simon, it's your job to make sure that I'm avenged. Oh, God. What if I'm dead?
Has anyone that you've asked these questions to you died in the last year? That's really lucky, because I was just thinking earlier, like, it's very bold, because people could die. God, there's two kids abusing a cat out the window. I'm sorry, focus. They're throwing leaves on the cat. It doesn't look happy. Anyway, focus. So yeah, I'm alive. That's a good step. I'm not writing for Bobby for Russia Today anymore. But it was actually very helpful doing that. Learned a lot. Heil Russia? No, I don't know. Obviously, that's not what I believe. But it was actually very helpful for a while and paid the rent. So you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, that's my shady past. Why would you mention that on the radio, Harriet?
Oh, you started meditating and it's really good. And you better still be doing it because it's really helping you. So don't stop. If you have stopped, unstop. What's that? What's the opposite? Start. Start.
Yeah, I'm still meditating. I think I'm doing it wrong, though, because I got given a mantra, but I think I might have forgotten the mantra, made up a new mantra. So I'm not sure about that. And also, I just keep on... I don't think I'm doing it right, because the other day I was like, Bobby, be quiet, I'm meditating. And then, like, we'd just been talking before I started meditating, and then, like, 12 minutes into the meditation, I just suddenly went, Monster Munch! And he was like, what? And I was like, oh, just, we were talking, like, it was the answer to a question he'd asked me, like, 2 hours earlier, and I couldn't remember, I don't know why it was Monster Munch. But I mean, it's not what you're meant to be focusing on while you're meditating. Like, my brain is obviously just thinking, like, do-do-do. So I don't know if it's helping, but I am doing it because I'm just trying to get more control over my thoughts. It obviously isn't going well as I'm just worrying about a cat out the window. Don't worry, the kids have left. Cat's having a lovely time.
Oh, at the moment, you got a sinus infection a few weeks ago, and the sinus infection has turned into vertigo. So you are really dizzy all the time, and you keep on falling over. Has the vertigo finally gone? Oh, and also, you've been watching the Gilmore Girls, and you've watched, like, 6 seasons of it in the last 2 months. Have you managed to finish the Gilmore Girls?
Okay, Harriet, they're 2 separate questions, but thank you for asking. I got vertigo. It went on for so long. It was very embarrassing, and I just had to tell people I was dizzy for 2 months. And then I got it from an ear infection from going underwater because I've got problems with my sinuses, so I can't go underwater. And then this year on holiday, I was on Bobby's shoulders in the pool, and I jumped off and did the same thing again, and then had blocked ears and pain for a few weeks, and I'm really hoping it's not turning into vertigo again, because that would be really absurd. That would, oh, please, can it not be? No, it's not. I'm not dizzy. I'm just, oh, you are absurd. You're an absurd person. And yes, I watched all of the Gilmore Girls. Of course I did. And little did you know that it was coming back for a whole new series. So I saw that as well. And it was great. It was really great. I don't regret nothing. Wait, no, Bobby Tom, that's not how you say it. I don't regret anything. If you say I don't regret nothing, then you do regret something. Is that true? Yeah. I do regret a lot of things, but not relating to the Gilmore Girls. Never.
Right, Harriet. When you look back over the last year, what is your favourite memory?
I feel like I have to say my wedding. If I don't say my wedding, then that's really bad, isn't it? I guess the thing is, this year, it's so weird looking back, this year has been absolutely insane. It's had like the best moments of my life and some of the worst moments of my life. But generally, it's been really amazing. I went skiing, I went snowboarding with my bridesmaids and my mum, and that was really cool. That was a good time. But yeah, I guess the wedding, it was like the build-up was so stressful, and when we weren't planning a wedding, we were writing a TV show, and we weren't writing it, we were filming it. So it was just insane. But the actual day of the wedding was, yeah, it was incredible. It was great. Bobby didn't really understand what a wedding was. I think he'd never been invited to a wedding before. It's very strange planning a wedding with someone that didn't seem to understand the concept of a wedding. But on the actual day, he just looked so happy, and it went really well. And the weather was beautiful, and it was just sunny all day. And then at the end of the day, it just a thunderstorm hit at like 2 a.m. And we just watched like lightning from inside the marquee, and it was just perfect. So I guess that. And then we went to Santorini on our honeymoon, and that was amazing. Apart from I went into anaphylactic shock at the airport because I had one of my allergic reactions. So we spent the first night of marriage in a hospital, but then it made it all the sweeter when we got out to Santorini 24 hours later, and Bobby's luggage went missing for 5 days. But there we go. That is life.
Are you more confident? Do you feel more confident in yourself?
Oh, that was a brief one, wasn't it? It was quite a confidently asked question about confidence, Harriet. Yeah, I do feel more confident. I do feel much better in myself. God, you're really asking this is the problem with this. You ask yourself really personal questions. But yeah, I'm doing a lot better with confidence. Thank you very much. I'm feeling much more confident in myself, I guess. Yeah, it's nice.
Do you think your performance is better? Are you connecting with an audience better? Do you think that you've improved in the last year as a stand-up?
That's an interesting one. Yeah, I think I've got better. I think Edinburgh was proof that I've got better. But I still sometimes can go into this thing where I just think they hate me, and I just get stuck in a bit of a loop, and I'm like, oh, they don't want me. And occasionally, you know, that is the case. But generally, I think I just I'm more aware of my thoughts now and the negative ones that are kind of like attacking my brain a bit. So yeah, I think I am doing better. I think I believe in myself a bit more. I'm more confident, as you just cleverly asked. And so that does make it easier. So yeah, I think I'm doing better. Hopefully, I don't want to be getting worse. Am I doing better? You don't know. I think so. Yeah. I've been doing stand-up nearly 7 years now. 7 years at the end of this year. Crazy. My whole body has changed. Every cell in my body in 7 years, apparently it changes. So I'm a whole new person. Might forget how to do it.
Quickfire question. If you could go back to this day where you are right now, what would you change about the questions that you asked? Would you ask a different question or would you take away a question? Quick, go.
Well, I'd change how you ask them because your voice is really annoying. But the problem is I don't think my voice has changed in a year. And I've changed the smugness. You're a bit smug when you're asking the questions and you're trying to trip yourself up as well, which isn't ideal because you didn't think about the consequences a year later when you had to answer these really personal questions about your brain. So yeah, I'd just probably ask a bit more. I wouldn't ask about money. I wouldn't ask about your brain and whether I wouldn't mention that you're on pills and all this kind of stuff. But it's good, I guess. Yeah, it's you're a very honest young lady, Harriet of the past. So yeah, I don't think I'd change anything. I'd probably say really concentrate when you're in water, not to go underwater. I think that would be my great advice of the last year. Don't do that because you're just gonna get vertigo again. It's a very silly disease, but it's actually crippling.
Have there been any opportunities that you said no to that you wish that you'd said yes to?
No, I don't think so. I think I just said yes to everything. I don't think I'm the kind of person that says no to things. If I did, I would have slept with much less people and I would never have got chlamydia. I think I say yes. I think I say yes to too many things. I literally can't think of a single example of anything I said no to. That is, if anything's a lesson, I think that I should say no more. I should say no when people ask me to marry them. I should say no. I've said yes on my wedding day. Don't regret that. I didn't mean to pause there. I was just trying to think of something that I regretted saying no to, but I don't think there was anything.
Have there been opportunities that came up this year that you said yes to that you wish that you had not said yes to?
It's basically the opposite of that other question that you just asked. I know it's confusing. What did you say yes to that you wish you hadn't said yes to? Well, you said yes to marrying Bobby. That was a good decision. He's a nice lad. He's got his weed whacker. Oh dear, I think I'm going to come home to a bloody mess. What else did you say yes to? Said yes to doing the TV series, which was actually, it was very stressful with the wedding. That was very stressful. And it was a risk because we didn't have much time to do it. But it went great and I'm really proud of it. So yeah, I guess saying yes to a lot of things was good, I guess. I just said yes to everything. Oh, I said no to one vegan festival. And I pretended it was because I was sick. And I'm sorry, it was because I'm not vegan. I couldn't face it. Just thought there'd be loads of angry vegans. So yeah, I said yes to everything. And I don't regret saying yes to everything. It was busy and stressful and chaotic. But yeah, and also Edinburgh. There was a point when I was like, maybe I shouldn't be doing Edinburgh because there was too much to do. And the series, the wedding, and then Edinburgh came right after that. And I was like, I think this is going to go badly. But we just did it. So yeah, maybe saying yes is good.
If you could go back to the original record date, and give yourself one piece of advice which would change your life forever and make everything easier in the coming year that it would have really helped if you'd known it now, what would that piece of advice be?
I don't know. If I knew that, I'd just do it now, wouldn't I? I'd just be doing that great piece of advice. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you. God, I'm really turning on myself, aren't I? I don't know. Just chill out a bit. Just calm down. It's all, well, I guess I was stressed for a reason, but then things did go good. So just I guess just stop being so mean to yourself in your head. That's your biggest problem, I think, is your own kind of message that you're telling yourself in your head that you can't do things and but then you keep on doing them. You just do it. So I'm rambling. Basically, I don't know. Just panic. I say things and I panic. I don't know how to end this. So, what was the question? The question was, oh, what is this brilliant advice that you have? Just chill out a bit, Harriet. Try and have a bit more fun. You've had a really fun times this year, and it's actually really nice when you stop sitting at home and just panicking about everything. Just get out there. Just do things. All right? Got any more questions for me, have you? No, that's it. So I won.
That was Harriet. Her realization that you can do stuff is important. And as someone who has just left his 20s, well, I'm 31 now, but at the time of doing that episode, I was 30. The self-confidence and the feeling that you are better than you were in your 20s is something that I can totally relate to, and something that I am thankfully able to relate to. It's been lovely being in my 30s. In fact, I've way enjoyed the first couple of years into my 30s than I have when I was 20. It was really cool to see that other people are experiencing that. I found it really inspiring how much she says that she tells herself she can do now, because I think often people talk themselves out of ideas more than anyone else would. I think I've done that. I've definitely been guilty of that. And you're often more capable than you think you are. So, it was just great to hear how positive she's being about her life and how exciting the future is looking for her. I hope you got as much out of this podcast as I did. If you did, if you're new here, please do remember to hit the subscribe button. If you're old here, please do remember to give us an honest, ideally positive review in iTunes. They really help out the show. I'm not going to go on again and again and again about how much they help out the show, but if you could, it's not just a vanity thing for me. Don't get me wrong, I love reading positive reviews, but if you just went to iTunes and hit 5 stars, that's just as lovely than if you leave a comment. But do leave a comment if you're already that far. If you've already gone that far, you might as well leave a comment, right? Why not? And also, if you could share this with someone that you think will get some value out of it, I think quite a lot of creative people will get a lot out of hearing this episode and quite a lot of other. And also, please don't forget to join the Facebook group. Each week, I post a question to you based around the questions that the guest left. And this week, I'm asking you, what do you feel more confident in this year that you had little to no confidence in last year? What have you become more confident in, and how did you get that confidence? So write your comment underneath the post for Harriet's podcast in the Facebook group and let us know. I'd love to know why people are feeling more confident and how they've managed to develop that confidence within themselves. The Audio Time Capsule is a Fruit That Got In Gravity's Way production for the internet. All elements were created by me, comedian Simon Kane, except the music that was composed and recorded by David Jordan. Thank you very much for listening, thank you very much for subscribing, and thank you very much for rating and donating if you do. I'll see you all in about 14 days' time. Bye!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.